Well, obviously, it's time for the Golden Nacho. Welcome back into Vikings Connected, everybody. My name is Erin Newberg. This is Chris Hockey.
Hi.
And this segment is all about web videos that kind of highlight the crazy parts of sports.
Yeah, these are my favorite. And we started the show there with the segment with Bills Mafia. And I think that means we should go right to the latest from the Bills Mafia. Now, they had a big win last week, so they updated some things. Check this out.
Yeah. So they're getting...
Oh, okay.
A whole nother way to break a table.
So now, correct me if I'm wrong, is he trying to slide up like a ramp of tables?
Yeah, like X game style.
But
just with shoes and a table.
No, I get the concept, but how much beer do you have to drink to think that's going to work?
I don't know.
I'm asking you because you probably know.
Right, and I've tried it before.
Yeah.
It didn't work as well either. Yeah. Now, is he crying at the end or
I'm
laughing?
Crying right now thinking about how bad that hurt. But
when's the last time you skied up a table? Because I feel like I learned it from you.
2010, yeah, it's been a while, since I tore my knee out last time I did it. But again, you know, props where props are due.
Mm-hmm.
He tried something new, they got a big win.
Yeah, and I kind of like his innovation. I feel like
I
the whole team
like
is following suit. Just playing a little b-ball in the driveway.
With who? Oh, with
Grandma.
Grandma. Oh, Grandma's down.
You guys.
Oh no, he faked her out. He faked her literally right out of her shoes. Don't fake Grandma out. Erin.
And you can tell it's bad because even the camera person went right down with
her. Yeah, of course.
Right? Just went right down.
He didn't try to catch her. He didn't drop the camera.
Did you see when she started to fall? He was like, yeah, I got that one.
Yeah, he got it. Yeah, he's feeling good about himself.
Got Grandma.
So I guess that's a golden nacho and a bruised hip.
No Christmas gifts for him this year.
She turned out to be just fine, by the way.
All right. Well, let's check out some sideline happenings.
Look at this. Oh, okay. Now that is, again, the Dallas Cowboys and Chicago Bears, the winless Chicago Bears, by the way.
Yeah. Not looking so good, Big
Dude Jack. Gets clobbered. And you know what? I hate to say this because he's upset, as you can see on his face, but this is his own fault. As you'll see as we slow things down here, he's looking at the big screen.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on the field,
ladies
and gentlemen.
You've got to have your eyes on the field, especially if you're standing next to 300-pound men running at you.
Head on a swivel.
Right?
Head
oh, my dad always says that. Air Bear, keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, his head was on the field. And his hat was as well. And he's
it's his fault, actually.
I blame him as well.
It is his fault.
Head on a swivel.
Okay, so more sidelines coming at us
now
from this weekend.
Was the Vikings' big win. There's Cam. Everybody's fine till he decides to clobber the guy in the glasses with the ball.
Why did he just throw it in the air like
that?
I'm
not sure, and I don't think the guy knows either.
You can't see it super good from that angle, but look at this angle.
Who got the shot?
Our sweet producer, Nate, got that shot.
Who?
Nate.
He's
so sweet. Nate's one of our producers here.
Oh, okay.
And he got this shot, which shows you how bizarre this was.
Yeah.
First of all, why is he just tossing the ball?
I don't know why he threw the ball. And I don't know why this guy is so happy about it either. He just seems so
pleased. That's golden for his job. He's been walking around with this thing all day.
Good job, Nate.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
And good job, Cam Newton, for putting that guy's eye out.
Yeah. So that's all the crazy stuff that happened this week.
Absolutely. Those are all golden nachos.
Well, that does it for this week's show. It was a good show.
Good job, you.
Yeah, you too.
Nailed it. Oh, speaking of, by the way, next week, Vikings Karaoke will be back on the show. The Legionnaire's disease is all cleaned up, and people will get back in the car again with me, I hope, anyway.
And we'll see everybody Monday night. Let's go get that fourth win, 4-0.
Vikings 4-0.
We're coming for you, Giants.
Let's do this. Oh, and Nick Swartzen, sorry, you're in the green room. We'll get you in next time, okay?
Next time. Before we leave,
uh-huh.
I got to give a quick shout out to your boots. They're really cute.
You like my boots?
Yeah, I love
your
boots.
What kind of boots these are? My butt-kicking boots. Yeah!